Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to Following On. I'm John Norman and today bring you an exclusive interview by one former Yorkshire and England cricketer to a current Yorkshire and England cricketer. TalkSport's Darren Goff sitting down with the man of the moment, Johnny Bairstow, to discuss a whirlwind 2019 for the batsman, three World Cups coming up in 3 years and where he believes he should be batting for England. So, fresh from his match-winning innings in the first T20, and without further ado, sit back and enjoy a 20-minute chat here on Following On as Goffy meets Johnny.
Johnny Bairstow's looking in good touch, and Johnny Bairstow has turned this one and given it an absolute clattering.
Johnny Bairstow, he goes to 51 from just 30 deliveries. It's been a sparkling innings from him. Can he manage it at number four? Well, yes. Wide and
shot.
Oh, what a shot. Bairstow. That is incredible. Johnny Bairstow now has his highest score in T20 International, 69 from 39. Bairstow standing in front of all three stumps.
Shot.
The bat in the air, he has smashed it, smoked it, absolutely crunched it over long on. It's in the building side. England are in front in the three-match series. Johnny Bairstow, take a bow.
Well, we're very lucky today to be joined by a very good friend of mine. He's been an ex-teammate, very young teammate, and that's Johnny Bairstow. And he's speaking to TalkSport, and he's live from his base in Cape Town. How's bubble life once again, Johnny? Because you've been now in a bubble ever since probably, the start of the summer?
Bubble life, Goffy. I'm not sure you'd have survived it.
There's no way Goff would have survived bubble life.
Bubble life again. It's all right, to be fair. Cape Town's an amazing place. You've obviously been many times. It's an amazing place when you are allowed out, but at the same time, we're very lucky to be staying where we are and being looked after very well over here. It's a lot different to what it was in England in many ways. Wake up in Cape Town looking at Table Mountain rather than looking over a cold, dark, miserable Old Trafford sky. But no, it's not too bad.
Well, it's always miserable, isn't it, in Manchester? Battle of the Roses and all that. But I mean, listen, Johnny, it's been an interesting year, let's be honest. I mean, 2019 for you was a superb year because obviously you're part of that successful England side. Win the World Cup on home soil. Ashes series. And then 2020 has been almost like we've been lucky enough, but the ECB have got some cricket on thanks to West Indies and Pakistan for coming over. But what a difference in 2 years it's been, Johnny.
Yeah, it's changed. I think the world's changed. As you say, we're very fortunate that the ECB have done a heck of a lot of hard work in order to get any fixtures on full stop. International cricket, the government and everything to get and allow international sides to come over to England is a huge credit to the amount of work that the doctors and everyone at the ECB have done in order to accommodate those teams coming over. I think the cricket that we put on last summer was brilliant cricket, although we didn't have any crowds, which is a thing that definitely gets a lot of people going. It's the thing that motivates people in many ways, especially when you're at grounds and adapting to that for many was different and difficult at times, because as I said, that's the bit in some ways when you're looking to search for that extra maybe couple of overs in your spell, like you'll have done it many times. That's the bit that gets you through, and that's the bit that properly resonates with the fans, with the teammates, with everything like that. When you're really digging deep to go into the dark places as a bowler, or go into the dark places when someone's potentially around the wicket, or if you're not feeling great in the middle, gets you through those tough times.
Bairstow waits with his bat raised in this almost baseball style, and this again, he's played on as well.
Oh, he's bowled in. Holder is straight through. Johnny Bairstow.
Roach
again bowled him. Johnny Bairstow's long and patient and determined vigil comes to an end. That may well have been an inside edge, but it was full and straight.
It's been a strange one. We've talked about it many times on radio, and I'm sure you've heard people talking about it. You lost your test contract, which is obviously disappointing for you. So you've had to concentrate on the one-day stuff, which you've been travelling around the world doing. Has that been a difficult period for you to adjust to?
Yeah, it has, because with the two different bubbles going on, and there wasn't any liquidity between the bubbles, between the red ball and the white ball bubble, to be able to go and then go, right, well, say if someone got injured or whatever, if there was a test match, say, a week after the last T20, would that have been possible to go after the ODIs of the T20 back to the red ball bubble? Who knows what it may have been. Of course, it's been tricky to adjust to that, because that was the first summer that I hadn't really played any red ball cricket, other than a couple of games in between playing those for Yorkshire, which I really enjoyed going back and playing with the lads. It was great crack. So yeah, it's been different, but who knows what's on the horizon? Who knows what the next 6 months, 12 months, 18 months holds? As you say, the last 12 months, 18 months hasn't necessarily been ideal with that side of things, but we've seen how quickly that can change as well. And hopefully in the future that does change, and maybe I get another chance within the Red Bull stuff. Yeah, that's definitely something that I would like to hope at some point in the future. Performance dependent, naturally, there's an opportunity that arises.
So the Bairstow fire is still there. You still want to play Test cricket. You've not given up any hope of that whatsoever. What do you feel as though you have to do, Johnny, to get back into that Test side?
I think just every time I go out, I think just performing. I think you've just got to keep scoring runs.
Wide and shot. Oh, what a shot. Bairstow, that is incredible.
If you're scoring runs in white ball cricket, in ODI cricket especially, I think that we've seen there's been opportunities to potentially go from that into Test cricket. So look, that's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to score runs each time I go out there, and then look, the rest is things that are out of your control, and I don't think worry too much about that. I'm sure you yourself, when you played, worrying about the things you can't control is difficult at times, but also it's things that can eat you away if you worry too much about it. So concentrate on your own performance in the ODIs, and the T20 is the main thing.
Johnny Bairstow, he goes to 51 from just 30 deliveries. It's been a sparkling innings from him. Can he manage it at number four? Well, yes.
I think the questions that England wanted answered have probably been answered. Johnny Bairstow, you can bat him wherever you want.
Do you think, Johnny, the way I look at it from the outside, I think sometimes flexibility can cause problems. And what I mean by that is, Bert, you can bat anywhere in any batting lineup, and you've proved that. You've batted at one and you've batted at seven, right? So when you look at your game, in all forms of the game, I'm talking, not just Test cricket, where do you want to bat? Do you want to bat at seven in Test cricket? Do you want to bat one in ODI cricket? Do you want to bat middle order? Where do you see your best role? Not necessarily where you will end up, but what do you see for your best role?
Oh, I think that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I think that if we look back over possibly the last 3 years, you look at when we went to Australia, there was people that weren't in that squad that are now back in the squad. If you look over the last couple of years, there's obviously an exciting group coming through as well. So I think that that's something that changes over a period of time. When you're talking about where's your ideal place, I mean, your ideal place is where you've scored the most runs, where you've contributed the most, where you've affected the game the most. So as I say, that's not in my hands currently. I'm sure you can appreciate that that's difficult for me to answer. I'll let you, when I've hung up the call, you can discuss that, Goffrey.
Don't worry, we will discuss it. You're an ongoing discussion, Johnny Bairstow, whether it be Test cricket or One Day Internationals or T20. So on that, I mean, this series now, you've talked about players coming back in. We know in One Day cricket and T20 cricket, England are absolutely an amazing team. They've got so much strength in depth. We've seen players coming back who have not been in the squad for many, many years. We've seen a player in Milan who's ranked really high up in the rankings. I think he's ranked one, isn't he, Johnny? And he might struggle to get into the starting 11. It must be great when you have actually got that competition within to get a place in the starting 11.
Yeah, and I think that's a very fortunate place to be in. We're talking about England in a white ball team that have so much competition. And I really think that comes from the journey of the last 2, 3, 4 years. And I think that started back when Morgs had the vision with the white ball side, especially in the one-day side to start with, and then it's continued. And the opportunities that have arisen, especially over in the IPL and playing white ball franchise cricket around the world to enable people to go away and play in these competitions, I think that's fast-tracked a lot of people into understanding their games with 2020 cricket. And like you say, there is competition for places. I mean, you've got like Wokesy Rooty that are not in the T20 squad currently, but they're integral parts of the ODI team. So now pick the bones out of that. Pick the bones out of that. It's amazing. And yeah, each day when you're at training, you're watching people and you go, that's good. Or someone might be watching you and they're going, geez, how do you do that? And continuously developing and learning off each other is a huge bit of it.
Oh yeah, that's good.
He plays that shot particularly well. Johnny Bairstow. Oh, Bairstow's taking the mickey now. He's just picking spots.
Target pads there. Bairstow goes downtown.
It was frowned upon, the players going round and playing in these leagues all around the world. But you've become one of those players now, Johnny. I mean, you're much sought after, whether it be in the IPL. You're going from South Africa to Australia, aren't you? You're going to play in the Big Bash. So you enjoy playing in these tournaments, and do you feel as though it's taken your game to another level? You see the game differently?
It's a new thing for me, to be really honest with you. Obviously, the IPL, I played in it last year, but that was the first proper nudge at franchise cricket I've really had. I think that I'm really excited to go over to Melbourne to play in the Big Bash. It's something that I've always wanted to do. It's an amazing place. The cricket over there is always very, very competitive. And that's something that I'm really looking forward to, if I can get through the 14-day hotel isolation where you're not allowed to leave the room. So hopefully that all goes fine. But I think it does, because you're learning off other people. So for instance, in the IPL, obviously Trevor Bayliss was coach, but you've got Bhuvaneshwar Kumar that's bowling at you in the nets. You've got Rashid Khan that's trying to knock your hobs over every other minute when you're trying to just nudge and nurdle it for 1-2, or trying to whop him for 6, and that's harder than you think. and then on the other side of it, you're opening the batting with Kane Williamson or David Warner, and those guys have got such a wealth of experience all around the world in Test cricket, in One Day cricket, in T20 cricket, and you're picking snippets out of them and their games and how they go about accumulating different scores, about building different innings, whether that be in T20 cricket, because you watch the way that Kane plays, he just expands his game from Test cricket into his T20 cricket. So learning off these kind of people, whether I'm just making an example of us at Sunrisers, but there's many examples in different teams and how that will have happened. So the likes of Tom Banton going across to work with Baz McCullum at KKR, with Morgs, with Pat Cummins, with Andre Russell, the list can go on and on and on. It's surely going to help England in the next 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years.
I think it works both ways though, Johnny. I really do, because what happens is back in our day, and I go back up to our day, it was almost like it was a surprise when you played against the opposition. You didn't quite know their game. You can look at videos, you might see a weakness, and you can work on it. But with you guys now, travelling all around the world, in those dressing rooms with mixed people from different countries, you all work out each other's weaknesses as well, don't you?
I love that. You're back in our day.
Always ask. Hey, will always come out of the bag.
Back in our day, we did this.
But you know what I mean? I mean, you see Kane Williamson playing out, you see David Warner, you see them every single day. And David Warner, when you're playing against Australia, another Australian player, he's telling you that guy's weakness, where you should ball him, because he's the captain and he's going to want success, isn't he?
Yeah, of course, but that's where you're ever evolving your game. So a perceived weakness might actually, from their side of things that he may have seen in the nets, might actually be a strength of yours that you've had over a period of time. And likewise, a strength that they may perceive might be a bit of a weakness for you. So they may try and go there and, you might have bowled, I don't know, a couple of bumpers and that might be your perceived weakness. But then you bop a couple on the head and then it's like, oh, where do you go from there? So I'm sure you'd have been setting people up left, right and centre. I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure about him here. But thank you.
I'd have been writing it all down, Johnny, but don't worry. It'd have been in my cricket case for future reference.
Carlos Brathwaite! Carlos Brathwaite! Remember the name! History for the West Indies!
T20, it's a massive, massive couple of years for you boys when it comes down to the T20 side. You've had success in the World Cup, which was brilliant. So proud as an ex-player that England could win that World Cup and the way they won it. But T20 now is the focus for you guys, really. I mean, two World Cups in, 2 years? So, fantastic opportunity for this team.
Exactly that. It's a great opportunity. I mean, you look back at when the guys unfortunately lost against the West Indies in the last one, to bounce back the way that we have done in white ball cricket and then go on and win the 2019. But like you say, it's an opportunity. It's something to go one step further. It's something that drives individuals, drives a squad, drives an organisation to be excited to be going and playing in potentially three World Cups in 3 years, the 2020 World Cups and then the ODI World Cup at the back end, of which two of them are in India. That's something that doesn't come around very often. And the buzz and the energy that the group of players have and will have is really, really exciting, because we have a chance to, again, affect history. At the end of the day, you have a chance to, which England side has gone and won a T20 World Cup and in India, which, and then Australia and then back to India. There's not many teams that could potentially do that. To retain an ODI World Cup would be unbelievable. A 50-over World Cup to potentially be contenders to retain that in a couple of years' time. To be going into a T20 World Cup, hopefully at the end of this year, as potential contenders. That's huge as a side, especially when you're talking about going over to the subcontinent.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, Ollie Stone looked like he were bowling quick in those games.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see Stoney back and bowling well. He's got himself into really good nick, and if he can stay fit, obviously he's been unfortunate with his injuries, obviously with his knee and his back and everything that went on. I mean, you've seen him more than most, Goffey, and the pace in which that he bowls the ball and the height and the bounce that he gets, because he's not someone that as I say, you'll know more than me, but collapses his front knee. He really goes over the top of his front leg, and the bounce and the pace he is able to develop from that, along with seam movement. He presents the seam really nicely and nips it both ways. So he's someone that's going to be a handful for whoever.
Johnny, thanks for joining TalkSport, mate. Best of luck. Whether you bat at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 6, I'm sure you'll do us proud. Best of luck to the team.
Cheers, Goffey. Thanks ever so much for having us on, and hopefully we'll catch up soon.
Our thanks to both Johnny Bairstow and Darren Goff for their time today. And if you missed any of the interview, you can listen back at any time on the free TalkSport app. For more big-name interviews, match reaction and in-depth analysis, make sure you subscribe to the Following On podcast, available from Apple Podcasts, Acast and Spotify. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.